The world's eyes are fixed on today's meeting between two major world leaders. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As political heads dominate the world stage, we're asking how Christians can be praying. And then Christian women in Pakistan struggling with illiteracy are being discipled with a very special tool. That story in just a moment. But first, this week, the world anxiously waits to see the outcome of the Trump and Kim summit. But Eric Foley of the Voice of the Martyrs Korea suggests that Christian focus should be different.
I think from a Christian perspective, there are four words that we should be praying we hear at the summit. The four words that we have been hearing are words like, it's a new day. But as Christians, we should be praying that the words that we hear are, we need to repent, or we need to change. Because as Christians, what we know is that no meaningful change can happen either at a personal level or a country level unless we first recognize that we have done wrong. And so as Christians, that's the unique perspective that we need to bring to this summit and to our prayers.
This sounds strange to Westerners, but Foley reminds us that Christians in North Korea have experienced persecution and have been praying for peace long before nuclear weapons were a concern. Their focus has been, and still is, heart change for the Kim family.
The Bible is always passionately concerned with the heart of the leader. And so I think North Korean Christians' ways of praying are actually the most practical ways of praying in this case. It's tempting for us as Christians and the rest of the world to say, well, that's not realistic. First, there needs to be economic incentives. Then there needs to be nuclear disarmament. But this kind of thinking is not known to the scriptures, and it's not known among North Korean believers. What's known in the scriptures and what North Korean believers follow is that in order for there to be change between nations, the heart of the leader of the nation must be transformed.
Next, for the last few years, the gospel has spread faster in Nepal than in almost any other country in the world. Joe Hanley of Asian Access says that for a while, things looked like they would only get better.
Back then, they were so impressed with what the church was doing that they were saying, hey, we need to work together. Let's give more freedom to you to be able to bring these kinds of changes to society.
But recently, they took a turn for the worse.
Unfortunately, with the newfound move and pressure from places like India and the government kind of moving in a more restrictive fashion, those freedoms are now being pushed in the opposite direction.
Even as pressure increases, Hanley says death threats, church burnings, and threats against Christian leaders and their families can't silence the grace of the gospel.
We're not going to stop. No matter what the government does, it won't stop the work of God. And we will continue to obey Christ's command to take the gospel to the ends of our nation and the ends of the earth.
And during his last visit to Pakistan, FMI's Bruce Allen was able to deliver Snapshot tool packets to ministry partners. Now, the Snapshot packets are designed to help Christians share their faith with family, friends, and even the cab driver they encounter. But one ministry partner in particular asked if it would be possible for Allen to give her 50 packets. Allen explains why.
I was just pleased that here's this woman who is discipling women, many of whom are illiterate, and yet the Snapshot tool doesn't depend on text. It's all image-based. And here's this woman who says, I'm discipling people to share their faith here in Pakistan, number 5 on the world watch list for discrimination and severe persecution of Christians. And people are ready to share their faith. They just need to be empowered to do it and give us a tool.
He was able to later deliver not only the 50 Snapshot tool packets that the woman had requested, but 150 packets.
We just look forward to receiving field reports in the months ahead about how God uses these across Pakistan, just as he used the first printing last year.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.